cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing, currency chasing. Worldwide through the hard times, worrying faces. Shed tears as we bury brothers close to heart. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Hard part about it, brother got smoked by a fiend. Trying to floss on him, blind to a broken man's dream. A hard lesson, court cases keep him guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cost me more to be free than a life in the bin. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the sin. What's the worst they could do to a player? Got me lost in hell, to live and die in LA on bail. My people say, to live and die in LA. To live and die in LA.
The place to be.
To live and die in LA. It's the city of angels in constant danger. South Central LA can't get no stranger. Full of drama like a soap opera. On the curb watching the ghetto bird helicopters. I observe so many homies getting three strikes, tossed in jail. Sweat a pin right across from hell. I can't cry cause it's home now. I'm just a player on his own now. Living life thug style, so I can't smile. Writing to my loved ones, sending them pictures. Thinking Cali just sun and switches. Better learn about the dress code, B's and C's. All the motherfuckers copycats, D's is G's. I love Cali like I love women. Cause every brother in LA got a little bit of thug in them. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this, we'll tear the roof off this piss. To live and die in LA.
Die in LA, it's the place to be.
To live and die in LA. Black love, brown pride, and the sets again. Pete Wilson trying to see us all broke. I'm on some madness, out for everything they owe. Remember K-Day, Weekends, Crenshaw, MLK. Automatics reign free, guess we lost our way. Gang signs being shown, brother love your hood. But recognizing it's all good. So when my G's at, brothers getting churned out. Snoop Dogg in the double law, permed out. M.O.B. Big Sug got the low-low, bounce and turn. Dog pound in the Lex, more amounts to earn. I got some watch players with me, OFTP. They bought some food, but I'm cool, left the rest for me. I got neck bone, hair on, bunchy too. Big rock, plus straight, so this one's for you. I hit the studio, drop a jewel, hoping it packed. Live my life, watching time fly.
To live and die in LA. What's up, everybody? Good morning. I'm feeling really 90-ish right now. But good morning. I hope everybody's weekend was great. That was Tupac, To Live and Die in L.A. Man, on these sunny days in the Bay Area, it's beautiful, right? But, I mean, there's nothing like home. I have to say that there's nothing like home. So I had to start off with that Tupac, To Live and Die in L.A. So check this out. You are tuned into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose, only on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. Yes, if you have an early lunch, I am here for your lunch hour still. Just as last season. But welcome everybody. Let's see, my weekend was pretty good. I spent time with family. I always spend time with family, which is always great. It's a highlight of my weekend. And I was very productive this weekend. I think I got a lot of work accomplished and done, and some studying out the way, and it was great. So look, today is 90s day in the neighborhood. Today is 90s day, so it was dedicated to all my, everybody who, real 90s though, I'm not talking about like late 90s or mid 90s, this is dedicated to like the people who were born in the late 70s, who felt the 90s movement, also 80s, and all the early 90s babies, you know, like 91, for example, yay, 91, 90, for example. So this show is going out to us. To us. You like I say that? It's going out to us. But, man, the 90s was just filled with, like, good music, soulful voices, hip-hop was on point. Everything was, like, feel-good, pretty much. Even, like, the gangsta music had, like, a feel-good feel to the beat or something. Something was just, it was something about it that music nowadays just doesn't have anymore. I mean, the 90s, I like 70s era. 60s was cool. I like 70s. 80s was cool. But I mean, like, the 90s was just so smooth to me. It was just so smooth. But anyway, look, I have a PSA announcement real quick for everybody in Marin County. The annual closure of the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary Waters from it closes from October 1st through March 31st. This protects important migratory birds species that use the bay over winter. So in Tyburn, California, staff at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary are reminding the community that sanctuary waters are closed to all boat traffickers and water activity, including kayaks and paddleboards, from October 1st through March 31st. The closure protects tens and thousands of migratory ducks, geese, and shorebirds that use the bay for refueling on their southwards travels or while they're over winter right here in Richardson Bay. So, yes, I'm announcing the closure of that from October 1st to March 31st. With herring spawn success of the last couple years, the number of birds in the sanctuary is expected to be high, and it's especially important to avoid distributing them while they feed and rest. So, over the winter, health can be an especially important factor in determining reproductive success for these birds during the following summer. The annual closure is maintained by an ordinance of the Richardson Bay Regional Agency. All right, so let's get to Bay Area sports real quick. I want to reflect on this hockey because, you know, the NHL, there's actually a lockout right now. For if you didn't know, people, some people don't know, but there is a lockout in the NHL right now. And I found this little article on ESPN.com. It's pretty interesting. It might be time for the Sparks and fans, the Sharks and fans, not Sparks. That's my team. I'm so excited for the Sparks, but let me get back to this NHL article. It might be time for the Sharks and fans to look into ways to watch Swish League games because a day after Captain Joe Thornton confirmed to ESPN that he'll be playing for Devils of the Swiss League during the NHL lockout. Teammate Logan Couture told Sportsnet Radio that he has agreed to play for Genève Servette in the same league. Couture plans to leave the Bay Area where he had been preparing for the NHL season for his home province of Ontario on Thursday and from there head to Geneva. Some of the details he has finalized. He'll wear number 11, not the more familiar 39. Others like was his new team colors and name will come later. I don't even know how to say the team name, he told the Hockey Central host, Darren Millard. But I learned quickly. Couture had to talk with his new head coach, Chris McCorsley, and said it helps that he's a Canadian. Along with Thornton and Couture, defensive man Jason Demers has agreed to play for Carpet of the Finnish League, and Michael Hanzas also will play abroad, Couture says. I'm sure there will be more eventually, Couture said. Couture said defensive man Dan Boyle will not be playing in Europe during the lockout because he does not want to be apart from his family or take his daughter out of school. Boyle is 36, Couture is 23. The oldest and the youngest players on the Sharks, respectively. I'm 23 years old. I want to play hockey. We lost the first round last year. We only played 5 playoff games, Couture said. We all wanted to play in the NHL, but this is a way. And unfortunately, it's happening like that. So it's the next best thing for a lot of players, especially the younger guys. Who knows how long it's going to be, Couture said. I'm coming off a surgery on my shoulder, so I want to get out there and play. Training camp would start in a couple of days. That's what I had my mindset on. I worked out all summer to get prepared to play hockey September 21st, and now we're not getting a chance to, so I just want to go play somewhere. The NHL lockout began Saturday. Owners and players have no collective bargaining talks since last Wednesday and have none scheduled. So it looks like this might carry on for a while. It's the third lockout in Gary Bettman's 20 years of being commissioner. The last one resulted in 2004-2005 season, and it was eventually canceled. So now we're going to go into Bay Area basketball, though. Before I move on, I started liking hockey. After watching the Kings, I didn't know how fun hockey was to watch. It was a pretty entertaining sport. And I was looking forward to actually going to a couple of Shark games this season, but there's a lockout. Hopefully something can be done as to where there will be a season. I was kind of looking forward to it, but man, womp womp. So Bay Area basketball, Bob Myers completely understood the line of questioning. He just wasn't ready to present complete answer. The Warriors general manager spent more than half of about an hour with local media Thursday addressing the team's Bar Motor, the center position. But Myers is taking a wait-and-see approach. Andrew Bogut's health is uncertain after off-season ankle surgery. Rookie Fetos Ezeli, they have a lot of overseas players, is an unimproved commodity. And Andres Biedrins, see, I can't even say their last names, is the only player who has yet to report the team's downtown Oakland training facility. Meyer says that the team's three centers might have more impact on success or failure of the Warriors this season than anyone. Ask me at the end of the season and I'll tell you about the centers, Meyer said 5 days before opening training camp. I understand that there's a very intense focus on our centers and it's meaningful because of who Andrew Bogut is. Bogut is widely regarded as an elite defensive player and is a conscious top five center in the league. If you don't know who Bogut is for the Warriors, he probably led in like blocks last season and rebounds for the Warriors. He had a big season last season. He had a good season. He was a good look, a good addition for the team. So hopefully things work out. The Warriors traded for him right before last season's trade deadline. But a broken ankle has kept him from playing in the Golden State uniform. It sounds like it might be a while before he does. Myers said Bogut is making daily strides, progressing to lateral movements and jumping, but hasn't been cleared for 5-on-5 play yet. The Warriors hope to see Bogut play in a couple of the team's 8 preseason games, but Myers said they're playing it overly cautious, which is very important when it comes to a key player. I'd rather play it overly cautious as well if Bogut is going to have that strong of an impact on the team. So if Bogut, who has missed 150 games in his 7th season career, isn't ready for the October 31st regular season opener in Phoenix or has to play limited minutes, the Warriors will give it a go with Ezeli or Biedrins. Myers and Ezeli, who have played organized basketball for only 6 years, improved noticeably since the summer league in July. But there are no guarantees with rookies. The Warriors do not know how Berdines has fared this offseason because there has been little to no contact with the beleaguered Latvian. So let's see. The Curry contract. Both Steph Curry and Warriors have publicly stated the desire to reach an agreement on a contract extension. That'll be good for the Warriors. And Myers reiterated that the deal probably would wait until after the preseason. Good luck, because, you know, Steph has to stay healthy. And that's a key thing for Steph Curry, is staying healthy. You don't want to extend his contract and he's not able to play for you or bring 100% for the season. So that's a tricky situation. He's a great player though. Want to be tough to lose, just like Ellis. That was kind of a crazy trade, but hey, it's a business, things happen, whatever. So the Warriors want to see Curry play in the preseason after this summer's ankle surgery, and the point guard wants to prove he's worthy of a big time deal. The league deadline for players in his rookie contract is before the opener of his fourth season, which is October 31st for Curry. We know who he is. We just wanted to see him out there on the floor, said Myers, who told Curry, it's your team. Go be the point guard of this team. So it's looking like they'll most likely give him that extension. As long as he's looking halfway decent on the floor, by the time he gets some games in, I'm pretty sure they'll extend his contract. And Steph will get what he wants. Easy money. Easy money for Steph. The Warriors should look pretty good this season, though. They're always like the surprise team. The team that just comes out of the blue. But remember who their coach is now. They have Mark Jackson as their coach. That is one heck of a coach. I mean, he turned that program around last season in a snap of a finger instantly. So look out for Mark Jackson changing that program for the better. Those guys are looking good. Look, some Oakland A's news. In some ways, it doesn't matter if the A's win their division or claim the wild card or open at home or on the road or face the Orioles and the Yankees or some other team. The bottom line is that the A's will have victory and their opponent will not. And that's comforting. That's a comforting thought as they near clinch playoff spot for the first time in 6 years. But look, it's 11:16, and I do need to get to a commercial break. I will finish the Oakland A's news as soon as I'm done with the commercials. And you know it's 90s day, so I have some 90s music for you. But I do have to get into this commercial break. We'll be right back here in the neighborhood.
This is the one and only DJ Red Rose, and I am back. The neighborhood has a new day and a new hour. You can now listen to the neighborhood with DJ Red Rose on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Don't miss out on the new drops in music and great sports talk. Remember, a new day and a new hour, only on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Catch us at radio.dominican.edu. P.S. Keep the peace in the streets and one love.
Two and three and four and get them sit-ups right in. Tuck your tummy tight and do your crunches like this, kid.
You should live a healthy lifestyle 365 days out of the year, not just over the summer. Do you want those washboard abs? Lose that unwanted 20 pounds? Not have to worry about your annual doctor visits? If you answer yes to any of these questions, I know just the Herbalife representative for you. Contact Janine Rose at slimjan1@sbcglobal.net. SLIMJAN, the number one, at sbcglobal.net.
Hey, everybody. This is Jordan Smith from the Sports Report, and you are tuned into the neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
Yep. Like I said, this is 90s day. So check this out. The first song I'm going to get into, well, the second song, actually, because To Live and Die in L.A. was the first song. But I'm going to get into this artist. She goes by the name of Monifa. If you remember Monifa, you can remember this one. It's called I Miss You, and this is featuring Heavy D. Rest in peace, Heavy D. So here we're going to get into it right now. Here's Monifa with I Miss You.
Yeah. Another soul on soul. Yeah. Production. Yeah. 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 I stay soaked in foreign colognes. I keep dipped. Coogee sweat is hand knit. Cause that's that fly shit. I stay laced because my body got Versace taste. Rolex on my cuff, flooded with diamonds and stuff. A half a dozen hundred Benz coupe in my driveway. Tried to have it my way, the flyway led to a bad day. I should have kept it real when I was with you. Instead, I dissed you, so now I miss you, true.
It's been too long. Sleepless nights, three lonely days since I last saw you. Now things just ain't the same. Whatever happened to
the promise that we made. You'll never leave me. I'll never leave you. About it, I wanna talk about it, but let's not talk about who's right or who's wrong. I wanna move on so we can start all over again. 'Cause I'd much rather be with you than without you. I love you, baby. I need you.
Kid with gold fronts, eyes red from blunts. Been on tour for months, they dipped in crushed linen. Player from the beginning, cream and women. And I be sinning, that's how I'm living. Ladies in all complexions, connections and ghetto sections. But you'll be that exception, the one I cared about. Wanna know about your whereabouts. And then I dissed you, so now I miss you, true.
So come back home.
Go Monifa.
Feels good when I'm with you. I miss you. Come back home. I need your smile. Ain't seen you in a while. I'm so alone. I miss you. Come back home.
That was Monifa. I know you guys remember Monifa now. We are jamming in here for 90s Day. That's a little sneak peek to what the next song's going to be. If you are a Biggie fan, you know what that is. But look, I need to get back to this A's news real quick because hopefully they can clinch a playoff spot. But in Sunday's 5-2 victory over the Mariners, which lowered the Oakland A's magic number to clinch a playoff berth of 2, it fell to 1 Sunday night with the Angels loss to the Texans. So that's good. So, Let's hope that they can do this. This will be big because the Giants have already clinched their wild card playoff position. So if two Bay Area baseball teams can get with it in the playoffs, that would be amazing. But I really want to get to a lot of these songs because it's 90s Day and you don't hear these songs a lot anymore. I have some throwbacks for you all. So you're going to be reminiscing on, like last night I was just reminiscing on some of these songs, like how old I was, what I was doing around that time. But yes. The Giants did clinch their playoff position. So congratulations to them. Raiders news. If you didn't see it, the Raiders did lose to the Denver Broncos this weekend. 37-6. They were in Denver. Yes. This was their worst loss to Denver in 50 years on record. The Raiders have a record of 1-3 right now. Hopefully things get better for them. Peyton Manning was just putting it on defense pretty much. He was being Peyton Manning. Can't really say anything negative about that guy, really. He completed 27 out of 33 throws, so those numbers say it all. I don't really need to read any of the rest of the stats. 49ers, if you did not watch the 49er game, it was pretty pretty, pretty great. They have this new thing called Cappermania. I just read this article. This is an article that I read from ESPN News. They call it Cappermania. This is a Kaepernick movement. Colin Kaepernick movement, the second string quarterback for the 49ers. And he scored the first touchdown, the opening touchdown of the game. And he could have scored the last one, but he was being a good sport. Just a class act. And that's just the kind of guy he is. He's just a class act. So, you know, he didn't rub anything in. But like I said, it's 90s day. I do want to get to some more music. So I'm going to go over these stats real quick. Everything's going to be quick. If you did not see the Niners game, they did beat the Jets 34-0. So that leads the Niners with a 3-1 start, which is great. They lost to – who did the Niners lose to last week? They lost to Minnesota. I think that, you know, every team loses this is one of those games for the Niners. You'd rather them lose it early on than later on. So, I mean, the Niners are probably one of the best teams in the league right now. And you just have to give them credit where credit's due. They have Alex Smith as their first-string quarterback. He's a great quarterback. And then you also have a second-string who's just as good. Maybe could possibly be better. So there's a lot of threats, and the Niners' defense is no joke. So if you're hating on the 49ers, you might want to stop hating and just hop on the bandwagon with them. My Chargers won again. Yep. I just had to report that real quick, even though we're doing Bay Area sports. But it's all fun and games. It's all fun and games. But look, I want to get into another song. What I'm going to do right now is some Notorious B.I.G. featuring 112. This is Sky's the Limit.
How are you doing tonight? I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed. I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classic. I like that. So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. Never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had two pair of leads.
Besides that.
The pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While I flirt, I'm
sewing tigers on my shirt. And alligators.
You want to see the inside, but
I'll see you later.
Here come the drama. Oh, that's that with the fake. Wow. Why you punch me in my face?
Stay in your place.
Play your position. Become my intuition. Go in this pocket. Rob them while his friends watch it. That clock. Here comes respect. His crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at their man, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean, loyalty. Put me milks at lunch, the milks with chocolate, the cookies,
or the crunch.
Everything Oscars and blue and white dust.
Sky is the limit, you know that you keep on, just keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit, you know that you can keep on, keep on.
I was ashamed, my crew was lame. I had enough heart for most of them. Long as I got stuff for most of them saw. Even when I was wrong, I got my point across. They depicted me the boss. Of course, my orange box cut to make the world go round. Plus some my homegirls now start stacking. Dabbled in nickname Medina, made the scene, took my Nina. From gym class to in glass, passed off and global. The only with a mobile. Can't you see like total? Getting larger and wasting taste. Ain't no telling where the spelling is heading, just in case. Keep it at the tip of your melon, clear the space. Your brain was a terrible thing to waste. 88 on gate, snatch initial nameplate. Smoke with real life, begin to swear God forgive us for being sinners. Come with that. Enterprise and I ain't have to be in school by 10. I then began to encounter with my counterparts on how to burn the apart. Break it down into sections.
by these selections. Some use, others use. So separately, Frank the deputy, took the damn to let my was missing. To protect my position, my corner, my layer. While we out here, say the hustler's prayer.
If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me. You better take a better thing. Put money in my mom's hand. Get my daughter this college plan, so she don't need no man.
Stay far from timid. Hey. Only make moves when your heart's in it. And live to pray.
Sky's the limit.
Motherfucker. Steve Trump's on top.
Sky is the limit. You know that you keep on. Just keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit. You know that you keep on. Just keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit. You know that you keep on. Just keep on pressing on.
Like I said, it's 90s day here in the neighborhood. We'll be right back. We have to do a commercial break real quick. We'll be right back.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Misty from The Scoop, and you are tuned in to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
Attention Bay Area, you can find the best Thai and American cuisine at Salad Restaurant located in Hercules, California, 1991 Railroad Ave. To make the reservations, call 510-724-4044. The food and the view are both to die for. Check out the menu at ilovesalad.com.
This is the one and only DJ Red Rose, and I am back. The neighborhood has a new day and a new hour. You can now listen to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Don't miss out on the new drops in music and great sports talk. Remember, a new day and a new hour, only on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Catch us at radio.dominican.edu. P.S. Keep the peace in the streets and one love.
And we are back. Welcome back to The Neighborhood, everybody. If you were just tuning in, we went over a little bit of our Bay Area sports, and it's 90s day, so it's a good day in The Neighborhood. The sun is out. It's a beautiful day. If you do not agree, or if you just haven't had time to step outside, take the time to go step outside and just inhale the fresh air. It's so beautiful outside. But it's 90s day, and so far we played To Live and Die in L.A. by Tupac. We've also played Monifa. Which Monifa did we play? We played I Miss You. Yep, we did, because I have another Monifa track for you if we can get to it later on. And we just finished off with the Notorious B.I.G. featuring 112, Sky's the Limit. But check this out. I do have some news. I want to make an announcement. I really do want to make an announcement. Visit Upworthy.com, UPWORTHY.com, for some inspirational stories. Like the story about a young kid in East LA named Kane who made an arcade out of cardboard. This just goes to show that you can do a lot with a little bit. So it's very inspirational. Go check that out at Upworthy.com. You can check out Kane's story and stories of many other children who are doing prominent things in the community. That's young children. I'm talking about like 10 years old. Young. Really young. Elementary school. Wait, that's like 6th grade. I don't know. But young. Middle school, elementary school, same thing. Young. WNBA news. If you have not been watching the WNBA, you're missing out. I'm just going to say it. You are missing out. You might want to tune in tonight so you can catch up, because it is playoff time. It's playoff action. If you have not been seeing my Sparks do their thing, the Sparks flew and just like swept the San Antonio Silverstars. So congratulations to my Sparks doing big things. And also the Connecticut Sun swept the New York Liberty. If you do not know, basically playoff action is best of three games, and then championship, the finals, is best of five. So Connecticut won 2-0 and Sparks won 2-0. But we do have two games tonight. This is game three. This is the final game to see who makes it to the Eastern Conference Finals to face off the Connecticut Sun, and to see who makes it to the Western Conference Finals to face off the Los Angeles Sparks. All right. But check this out. Atlanta plays Indiana tonight. Game 3. This is going to be a good game. They play first on NBA TV and Live Access. If you know how to look for that on Live Access, it's easy. It's pretty easy. Just go to WNBA.com and there should be a Live Access tab on the front page. NBA TV, if you have that, that's perfect. The game comes on at, I want to say 5. It comes on at 5. And the Seattle-Minnesota game comes on at 7 on ESPN2. So this is big action right here. This Seattle-Minnesota, actually the last game went into double overtime, which was incredible, mind-blowing. It was just, Seattle came back into the game. And then out of the blue, LJ, Lauren Jackson, she gets the ball, right? They left her open at the three-point line. Who leaves Lauren Jackson open at the three-point line? She's like one of the big girls who can actually make a three-pointer. Nothing but net. Sends it into overtime. Sends the game into overtime, right? Seattle trying to hold off the Minnesota Lynx. Bam. Double overtime. Seattle pulls it off. Minnesota Lynx just look like they didn't have it together. They didn't look like the Lynx, the same team that they were last season, basically. So this should be a good one because, I don't know, they look kind of the Lynx look kind of questionable. And if Seattle can pull this one off, it's a great look for my Sparks because my Sparks have been doing well against Seattle this whole season. And my Sparks are finally clicking again. They're finally getting into this motion where it's just beautiful. Candace Parker is just shining, being the star that she is. She hasn't been playing up to par lately, but man, this past game really showed off the skill set of Candace Parker. I think she would have won the MVP award besides Chyna Charles if she's been playing like this the whole season. She was nominated. She was second up. So, I mean, that just shows you the skill set of Candace Parker. If you could be second up and still not be on your A game, that was like her B game when she was nominated for the MVP award. So imagine if she was on her A game, she'd just be, I mean, Candace Parker is dominating. Christy Tolliver is getting back into the swing of things, our point guard, which is great. And so whoever they go against, Minnesota or Seattle, is going to be a good matchup regardless. For Connecticut, they have Tina Charles at the post. So it's going to be tough matchups for the Fever or Atlanta, whichever one ends up playing Connecticut, because Tina Charles is a very dominant post player. But with the Fever, say the Fever win this, they have Tamika Catchings. Connecticut does not have someone who can guard Tamika Catchings. Tamika Catchings will control every game. And it's just her teammates' job to get theirs. And Atlanta has Angel McCautry. If her attitude is straight, then everything else would be great. But her attitude has to be right. You're dealing with a person with a major ego who has major ego problems. So that could be an issue. But it's 90s day today here in the neighborhood. And I recently played Monifa, right? Monifa is on this new reality show called R&B Divas with Faith Evans and Nikki, I think her last name is Thompson, Selena, and I know, what's her name? I forgot her name, but they're all singers, old R&B divas who are great, and it's a good show. You should tune into it. It comes on TV One. It's a great show. But I do have some Faith Evans for you. I was going to do again, but I think I'm going to do as soon as I get home because that's just a smooth joint right there. So here's Faith Evans with Soon As I Get Home.
So baby,
Uh-huh. It's 90s Day here in the neighborhood. I hope you enjoyed that. That was Faith Evans, Soon As I Get Home. If you are just tuning in to the neighborhood with DJ Red Rose, it is 90s Day. Missed out on, a lot of good songs and some important news, but it's okay. You can always check out the blog. I'll post these songs on the blog. It's just good music. That is a heads up of what might come next. Let's just say I haven't played any Little More Ja Rule, so we might get to that a little later. But I want to talk about some of the groups in the 90s, like Jodeci, Guy, Escape, Total, SWV, 702, En Vogue, TLC, Blackstreet, Next, and LSG, like groups like that. We don't have those groups anymore, really. I mean, SWV, of course, is coming back. They have Cosign out right now and a couple other songs that you can listen to. But it's like we need to support them, though. These groups come back, and it's just a lack of support. Where's the support for the real music? That's real music. Unlike nowadays, you have a select few R&B solo artists, that are listenable, that I can just sit down and listen to. Or you have, some that haven't never left, which is great. They're still doing their thing, but they still need the spins on the radio and everything too. I just think that we're not doing our job as a generation of playing our generation's music, where the heart of that music came from. Like, it's just, it's just a lack of stuff. Like, 702, that was a great group. And Vogue, great voices in every group. TLC, legendary group. We know why they're not going to get back together. It's just sad that unfortunate event happened. Rest in peace, Left Eye. Blackstreet was a great group. You have Teddy Riley, one of the main producers in the game today. And Dave Hollister, man, that guy can blow. You have Boyz II Men, Boyz II Men. But the solo artists that from the 90s, some of them, this is just throwing out some names, like Faith Evans, Monifa, Whitney Houston, rest in peace, Kelly Price. Kelly Price was the girl, Kelly Price. She was a friend of mine, Brian McKnight, Joe's still around. Joe's still doing his thing. Carl Thomas, Case. Case still doing his thing a little bit. R. Kelly, he stays relevant. Jesse Powell. Ooh, you remember that song, You, Jesse Powell? That was a hit right there. That was a banger. I still listen to that song, actually. I should have brought it in today in the neighborhood, but I didn't want to go too slow, really. I have to speed it up a little bit. But I'm going to get into the commercial when we come back. From the commercial, I have more music for you. It is 90s Day. I'm so excited. I keep on announcing it because I'm just so excited that it's 90s Day today in the neighborhood. And I wish every day was 90s Day, but I do have to play new music. And I do have some new music for next week. So I have some new Miguel. Baby Bash, if you remember Baby Bash, I have him too. But let's get into this commercial real quick, and we'll be right back. You're tuned into the neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
Attention all penguins and penguin fans. Your Dominican bookstore has all the supplies you need for this semester. Pencils, pens, notebooks, portfolios, plus Dominican gear. T-shirts, hoodies, hats, keychains, and bumper stickers, plus much more. You can either visit the Dominican bookstore on campus or online. Check it out. You're definitely going to be impressed. Go Penguins.
Hey everyone, this is the Brian Sanchez from the Sports Report, and you are tuned into my personal favorite show, The Neighborhood, with my girl DJ Red Rose, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Yep, and you're back and tuned into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose, only on Tuesdays from 11 to 12, just as Brian just recently stated. But if you haven't tuned in, it's 90s Day, and we're doing 90s songs. I have a 90s playlist for you. What I'm gonna play right now is Lil Mo Forever. I think artist like Faith Evans inspired her, and she might have been late 90s or early 2000s, but you know what, Lil Mo had that 90 feel. All her songs had that good feeling to it. So I'm gonna play Lil Mo featuring Fabulous Forever.
Mm-hmm.
On my time because I'm enjoying 90s Day. I don't know if you're enjoying it as much as I am, but I'm enjoying it. So let me get to a couple things before I play another song, because my show's time is almost over. The slot's almost over, but I'm gonna go over about 5 minutes, maybe. Just give me five extra minutes, and if you can, if you can't, I understand, but if you can, marvelous. Entertainment news: the woman who produced the distinguishedly sappy tear-jerking Steel Magnolias is suing over the upcoming Lifetime TV remake of the film, claiming she is not getting the credit or the cash she deserves. Viola L. White, executive producer of the 1989 film starring Julia Roberts, Dolly Parton, and Shirley MacLaine, filed a suit today against Sony Pictures and Lifetime Television. Producers of the new TV movie starring Queen Latifah and Felicia Rashad. In the documents, White claims that she has a television agreement that entitles her to a co-producer or co-executive producer credit on any TV project based on her hit film, according to the suit. White also says she is entitled to some cash for the Lifetime remake, including a $15,000 fee plus up to 3.75% of the net profits of the movie. I mean, that sounds fair. White further alleges Sony is fully aware of her TV deal because it gave her a co-producer credit and compensation the first time this happened. For those who don't remember, as in all of us, there was already a 1992 CBS TV movie based on Steel Magnolias. White is suing for the compensation on the Lifetime remake, and she wants an injunction to stop the film from airing unless she gets her on-screen credit. The movie is scheduled to air October 7th. With these contracts, though, it's kind of tricky because she might have had that right, but maybe it was just for the following series. You know, there are like keywords and contract clauses maybe that she had skipped out on. Or we'll know if sooner or later if that clause counts for like every production of Steel Magnolias after that. It could have just been held for the next one after that, which she had already got credit and cash for her money for. So who knows? But bad news, I have bad news. If you watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta or you listen to ATL rap, you know, a little Scrappy, but remember his hit Money in the Bank in 2006. But Scrap was arrested in Atlanta yesterday for violating his parole. Man, that sucks. Man, him and Erica were just getting back good and they had the little family going. Man, that sucks to hear that. You know, he's not in too long. Usually that's what, like a 6-month thing if you violate your parole. Crazy. If you pay attention to Maybach Music, you know this guy's name is Gunplay or whatever. What a stupid name. Well, apparently he got into a fight with 50 Cent backstage at the BET Hip Hop Awards. Just straight 50 Cent's entourage, his bodyguards, I guess. He was going after 50 Cent. But it's just ignorance, and that's the kind of stuff that BET needs to ban. Don't allow next year, don't allow him to the BET Awards. Don't allow him to the BET Hip Hop Awards. They need to put their foot down on this kind of stuff because that's just ignorant and that makes our people look really bad. So I hope somebody tells him about himself. Like Rick Ross needs to take a stand. Like if you're going to get down like that, maybe Rick Ross likes that. I don't know. But it just makes him look bad as well. It makes him look real ignorant as well. Someone needs to tell him, if you're going to get down like that, you need to get out of my crew. Or you can't be seen with me, basically. And as far as 50 Cent, same thing. Then just walk away, man. Just walk away. But it was a couple altercations that happened backstage at the BET Hip Hop Awards. And I solely hold BET responsible for that. Because they should have control over all of that. All those situations they should have control over. And it's sad to see young brothers doing that to each other. But, I'm going to get into some Ja Rule featuring Lil Mo and Vida. And you guys remember this, it's called Put It On Me. You're going to enjoy this one. So, like I said, I'm going to go like 5 minutes over. If you have to go, thank you for tuning into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose. You can only catch me on Tuesdays from 11 to 12 live at radio.dominican.edu. The podcast should be being posted soon. I thank you for tuning in and salute you. And here's the Ja Rule, Put It On Me. And I'll be back after the song.
Where would I be without? without you.
Baby, without you.
What would I be without my baby? Pain over pleasure, for that you forever be a part of me. Mind, body, and soul, ain't no I in we. Baby, when you cry, who wipes your tears? When you scared, who's telling you there's nothing to fear? Girl, I'll always be there when you need a shoulder to lean on. Never hesitate, knowing you can call on your soulmate and vice versa. That's why I be the first to see Jacob and frost your wrist up. Now you're old man, I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on me.
What would I be without you?
Yes, I sing over the tracks because I can, because it's my show. So, look, I'm going to get into one more track. It's a Monifa. Bring Monifa back. She's actually coming back with this comeback album with Faith Evans and Nikki and Selena and all them. So, look out for that. Oh, Kiki, that's the other girl's name. Kiki, there we go. Kiki Wyatt. Yep. So, it's Nikki, Selena, Kiki Wyatt, Faith, and Monifa. And featuring Kelly Price, too, on a couple songs. So look out for that coming soon. Hopefully that project falls through. I'm watching R&B Divas right now to keep up with that. But look, this Monifa song is called I Can Tell. Some of you guys remember this. I'm going to end with this, and then I'm going to be out. So thank you for tuning into the neighborhood today. I hope you enjoyed 90s Day. Leave a note on the Facebook page, the blog, whatever's clever. And I'll see you guys next week on Tuesday. Only from 11 to 12. Tell somebody Next week, we're premiering all new music. So I'm excited for that, and I hope you are too. And here is Monifa, What I Can Tell.
By the way you dress, by the way you talk, by the friends you keep, the bins you bought, how you treat your ex, how you treat your child, I paint your style from half a mile. Would you think of me, sleep with someone else? Would you take the time and protect yourself? How you lie to her, would you lie to me? I can tell if it's meant to be. I can tell when guys are all the same. I can tell it when they're playing games. I can tell what kind of guy you are. I can tell it. I can tell. I can tell what you really want.
What you really want.
I can tell it when it's all the fun. Gotta know before I fall too far. I can tell it. I can tell it.
Would you raise your hand? Would you raise your voice? Do you act brand new in front of your boys? Did you finish school or did you drop out? Have you opened up a bank account? And if I hang out at the end of the week, do I detect a jealous streak? Do you go for self or you aim to please? 'Cause I can tell from what I see.
I can tell when guys are all the same.
All the same.
I can tell you when they're playing games. I can tell what kind of guy you are.
I can tell.
You really want.
You like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on me? I'm a